you, Jesus. Thank you. All glory be to God. Yeah. So let's pray. Before we pray, let's sing this song that we sang, that Abby sang. I'm the one, you have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. Yahweh, I'm the one, you have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. You look past my guilt and shame. You pour out your love. You look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh. Yeah, so we are going to generalize this song. We'll see. You look past our guilt and shame. You poured out your love. You look beyond us, oh. You look beyond us, oh. Because we are the one, we are the one. You have shown us mercy. You have shown us mercy. You have shown us mercy. We are the one, we are the one. You have shown mercy. You have shown mercy. You have shown this mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are so grateful for your presence today. We are so grateful for always granting us access. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the wonderful things you do in our lives. Thank you for always choosing us over and over again. Thank you for always looking beyond us, Lord. Thank you for your mercies, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. Lord, I pray that you come into the heart of everybody here today. And that when your word come, Lord, it will be deeply rooted in the name of Jesus. Pray that you speak through me. May I not speak through my flesh, but I will speak according to your own accord in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm grateful. Father, I'm grateful. Let's say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, so today I will talk about, it's a very common topic, I guess, but I'll talk about seeking the Lord, seeking the Lord. And I actually had another sermon, like another charge for this session, but it was on Thursday. God now told me that, Madam, this is what I want you to see. So I'm actually here to talk about seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord is a very deep word. Seeking the Lord. I asked God recently that this fast that we are fasting, what exactly, what's the plan? And I honestly, because this fast, I asked God, what exactly is the plan? What's fasting? And God told me, seeking the Lord. When I received that word, I was like, seeking the Lord. The difference with fasting and seeking the Lord is, when you are fasting, you are seeking the Lord with a cost. It's a costly sacrifice. That's why every day as Christians, obviously, we seek the Lord. But when you are fasting, you are giving God something that is very costly. That's why David said, let it be costly. You are giving God something that is very costly. So God told me, that's basically what you are doing. You are just seeking me. And I hope everybody is fasting. But if you are really fasting, there are a lot of things God is doing this season, and I pray he opens our eyes to see it in the name of Jesus. So what I'm here to say today is, draw near to God. Seek him. This week, God has been telling me that he's always available. God is always telling me, I'm always there. I'm always there. The Bible says if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. And the Bible is not a lie. The Bible is words that are direct from God's mouth. The Bible said, if you draw near to me, God, I need, Holy Spirit, I need to help me to to really emphasize on this word today. So you need to seek the Lord. Draw near to him. Habakkuk, give me Isaiah 55, verse 6. I really love Isaiah. I don't know, but I love it. So give me Isaiah 55, verse 6. And today I'll tell you, during this fast, I'll tell you what you can, what you should do, what you should understand. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. When I read this Bible passage for the first time, I didn't even get the fact that God was saying seek the Lord. What the Holy Spirit told me first is that there will be a time that God will be far. A time will come, God will be far. Look at it. Seek the Lord while he may be found. A time will come, you will not see God again. This period is the time God has given us to seek him, to find him. How will you find him? Labor. Oh my goodness. This word labor is, I would say it's long-suffering, but labor. You labor. This fast, I'm here to just give you a charge. I'm here to charge your spirits. This fast you are fasting, these 50 days is a platform for you to receive directly from God. All this while we are hearing God, God is using the Holy Spirit to speak to us. This fast can be a time for you to hear directly from the mouth of the King of the universe. This fast, this season. Don't lose guard, though. If you lose guard, we'll do 50 days, we'll pass. You have to wait. Except not to do your own 50 days. But the point is that you have to labor. This season is for labor. 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 Go hard. There was a sermon I listened to. The man said, work smart and pray hard. That was how he put it. Yeah, I think that's it. Work smart and pray hard. I'm not just saying laboring in only prayer. You labor in worship. You labor in the word. There are some times I'll be reading my Bible. I will not understand. Ah, Bible. But I will not understand. And I'll tell God that, God, I'm here today. And if I did not carry anything from this Bible, I'm not leaving this place. Just there I was reading this Isaiah. Oh, my goodness. I thought, God, if I did not get anything from this Isaiah, me and you are not leaving this place today. And this is not the only verse that God opened my eyes to see, but there was just an understanding. And that's what we call laboring. You are seeking God. Are you seeking God the right way? Do you know that before this fast, when I knew that, God is beautiful. But this week, before this fast, before Pastor Kenneth said we should fast, God told me that I should. I should do this, I should do that. But I was just like, okay, I'll do it. So it was something I've been procrastinating. So I didn't even get the value, the meaning, till this week, I think on Monday. God told me that, do you know that if you've been doing these things just the way I told you to do it, all these things, because I was actually talking to God, complaining, obviously. I was telling him some things, and he told me if I've been doing what he has been telling me to do, I would not be going through these things. And then I wasn't like, okay, now that I'm now in the middle, because we are like in the middle of the fast, right? This is our 25th day. What will I now do? God now said, I should just keep going. Keep seeking him. You should know that age, like we are all teenagers. Not all of us, I'm so sorry. But most of us here are teenagers. And I just want to let you know today that age is not a barrier. Actually, I feel God used people that are young more. If you look at it, God used people that are young more. So age is not what's stopping you. Don't make excuses. There was a time I thought, God, I will do this by this time, and I did not wake up. Sleep carried me to somewhere that I don't know. But I did not wake up. And the next morning, I woke up, I was telling God, God, I'm tired. It's because I was tired. My back was paining me. My brain wanted to burst. I was just complaining. And what the Holy Spirit now told me is that, what if you were the one watching this word, Chisholm, what will happen? I said, I cannot watch this word, though. Holy Spirit now told me, God has been watching this word. He never sleeps, he never slumbers, and he still do what he say he will do. And I was like, So Holy Spirit kept telling me that, just put your shoe. God actually wants all of us to be like him, but he told me, put yourself in God's shoe right now. In all this chaos, he's still doing his stuff. He's still working, he's still doing miracles. and he's not complaining. God has never for once, in the Bible, it's never written that, I'm tired, let me sleep. Even on the 7 days, he said he wanted to rest, he did not sleep. God did not sleep. So you have to just labor. Labor. Call on the Lord. Call on God. During this fast, what will also keep you strong is understanding the purpose of this fast. Understanding the vision. Before we start this fast, I hope that God has opened some of us eyes to certain things, or when we started the fast, I believe that God has opened some of us eyes. When I say open eyes, don't be thinking is you are seeing angel, angel is flying in your room. It's basic things that the Holy Spirit will say. When I say open eyes, open understanding, it's basic things that the Holy Spirit will tell you. So during this fast, I hope some of us has encountered such, but you have to, in order for you to get strength, you have to understand the purpose of this fast. Understand, you carry strength. When you are weak, you will get strength from the vision. You get strength from the purpose of the fast. What do I mean? Imagine someone promised you $100 million. Naira, I don't have any dollars. I'm trying to tell you something that will make your head spark now. Imagine someone promised you $100 million. And the person is telling you that, okay, I'll choose some if you, I don't know. Let's just see, if you fast for 7 days, I will give you. And on the third day, 7 days is too small, 400 days, and I will give you. And on the third day, you are very weak. You are actually very weak, and you're like, I cannot do this. Where do you think you get strength from? $100 million. When you are weak, what comes to your mind first? I cannot be weak, $100 million. Do you get what I'm saying? But our spiritual race is way more than 100. What's $100 million? So when you are weak, you draw strength from that understanding. You think Pastor Kenneth will not always be around to come and be teaching you? If you move left, you fall. If you move right, you can stand. If you move to the front, he will not. Pastor Kenneth will come give you instruction. You need to always draw understanding. And I practiced that thing this week, and I feel really helped me, really strengthened me during this fast. When it's almost like 12:30 to 1, it's looking like I'm going to fall down. But I'm just drawing strength. I'm getting strength from the purpose. I'm remembering everything God has promised us as a church. I'm remembering everything God has promised us as individuals. So that's where you draw strength from. When you're even telling your friends, fast. When they get things from God, you keep telling them that when you are weak, draw strength from it. Draw strength from the vision, from the purpose. Keep drawing strength from it. Keep drawing strength from it. Keep understanding. Is that understanding, like, it's when you understand the purpose. That's exactly what will carry you through these 50 days, and it's like nothing ever happened. You will dust it off. 50 days done and dusted. You move on to the next. During this fast, what you should also do is worship God. Don't be carried away. God told me, there was a time I was fasting. There was a pastor that was fasting, so I didn't really do anything. I was just there fasting. God now told me that Holy Spirit told me that if you don't do this thing right, it will not count. God wants to do this, my fave. It will not count. And I love him so much because he's not a partial God. If you don't fast well, if faith is laboring more than I'm laboring, it's hard that God will bless. Can never be me. If faith is always waking up by 12, praying to 3, doing all those things, reading the Bible constantly, fasting right, she's one God will use. She's one God will bless. It cannot be me. God is not partial. God will not say, if faith stand there, she will not reach this. So let her wait. When she's 12, maybe she will be tall. God will never do that. So he's not part. So if you don't do this fast right, don't just waste your time. It's either you're in or you're out. And if you're in, just do it right. If you're in for it, just do it right. If you're fasting for 50 days, fast for 50 days. I mean capital letter, fast for 50 days. So during this fast, worship God. Don't get carried away. Worship God. Sometimes I'm always tired. I'm just always there. And I'll go and play music and I'll be dancing like someone that is crazy. I'm worshiping God. Sometimes worship is the fastest way you can reach. That's why when they're always worshiping here, Some people will be looking, and I'll be looking at you, you're looking at me, you're looking at ourselves. I'm wondering, wait, who are we even worshiping? I don't understand. Inasmuch as God is your father, understand that God is king. Some, like God sat down one day, said to create these whole beautiful things. And you're worshiping him and you're doing like this. I wanted to say it's not fair, but that's your business. So worship God during this fast. Just worship him from your heart. Worship is not about knowing the lyrics of song. People used to make that mistake. People, when they don't know the song like this, they will not be waiting till you Habakkuk do something. If Habakkuk not show, seek the Lord. They'll be waiting. They'll be looking at. It's actually from the heart. Some people, I've seen people worship and they just sit down. Ah, Jesus. They just sit down and they are there. You, they are looking at the TV. Since TV are looking at you, you are not there. You're just looking. You are waiting. Worship the Lord from your heart. Sometimes when I worship the Lord, I don't even sing songs that I know. I tell him how I feel exactly. Do you know when you are gisting with your partner, just with somebody, and for real, it have tired you. you are legit weak. That's how you should go to God. Sometimes I go to God, I say, God, if I don't feel light, I'm not leaving you. I must feel light. So when you're worshiping God sometimes, you take it directly from your heart. People feel it's very bad to ask God for money. If it's money you need that time, from your heart you tell him, you worship him, your own language. You can speak in other tongues and you are worshiping. And the angels are right there with you. Those times God taught me that anytime I'm sitting or I'm praying, I should always understand that angels are there. So don't be doing it anyhow. Don't be doing it with K-leg. You're worshiping God. Worship him. During this fast, one thing I want us to do is really, really worship God. Really worship him. That is one way you can connect to him. Most times, I feel it's one way you can connect to him faster, safe. Do you notice sometimes you want to pray and you come, you go to your secret place and then you're just like, blah, 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 blah. Sometimes I was speaking tongues that is level by level. You keep climbing. But sometimes, try it. Just go into the presence of God and just worship him. From your heart, worship him. So it's something I want us to practice during this fast. Worship God. Is he not worthy? Is he not worthy? God. And then I think of God, and I used to be so happy. But he's worthy. He's worthy. You don't know what to thank God for. God, I thank you. You go, sometimes I look at the mirror, I'll say, I'm a fine girl. God, you try, oh. I'm serious. I'll tell him. If you don't know what, I'm just giving you practice, like giving you practical stuff you can do. Sometimes you look at the mirror. Even if you are not a Christian, like you are there. Even a new convert can just go, God, I thank you. Look at me, oh. Eh? God, you sat down and you made me. I thank you for life. I thank you for life. I was thinking about my life when I was in second. I just went secondary school. What did I say when I was secondary school? Pride. So, when I was in school, there was a time that there was this accident that happened. Yeah. So, it happened to my school was. How will I explain this? Do you know this accident that happened around grammar school? I don't know who remember. Yeah. So, I attended a public school. And that stuff happened, I was actually my sister. My sister was at school then, so she was quite small, and I was scratching her. So she was always everywhere. So I was doing big sister now. Let me be holding her when she's come back home, so that it's not cohesive. But that day, God has really been watching my life for me, and I never knew. I would have legit passed the other side of the estate. But something, if I even tell you, it's so funny how I now say, okay, let me just pass my normal way. And immediately after we got to grammar school, and we got to that grammar school, that was when that stuff started happening. And I didn't even know that it should be that stuff. Because when I just saw people running, public school now, if they are running, you too, run. So people were running, I carry my leg, I carry my sister, madam. So we're running. We now entered the bike. So when I even go home, I go to my mommy's shop that time. I didn't tell her that people were going to, I didn't know people were going to die. So what I just told her, that, ah, mommy, oh, all these grammar school people, they've started, oh, see the way they're running, we too were running, and I was laughing. Only for me to get upstairs, and I heard, and I, like, Instagram, everywhere, they were like, ah, people died. I saw people, I saw most of my friends that were at my back. It's, my own case was a 1 minute, very short 1 minute stuff. Just because I entered bike. If I did not enter that bike, I don't know. But my point is, when I go home, I started hearing that people died. I started watching videos. People that we even actually know, as students, obviously, you know people outside your school. I was saying, ah, this person died. Ah, you know that guy that this, you know that guy that. Ah. Now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, don't you think I should be grateful? So sometimes in your life, no matter how old you are, just think about your life and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see most people signing out now. Before I used to criticize them that they are doing too much. But right now, I'm just grateful to God. So when I go to worship God, I go there and I tell him how I feel legit. That God, I'm grateful. Sometimes if you eat rice and stew and you don't really feel like that, you go and tell me, God, I'm grateful for this rice and stew. Even if I don't really, really feel the rice and stew. But I'm grateful. It's worship. It's worship. It's not until you go to concerts. It's not you go to concert. I'm still going to go to that concert. But I used to think of always going to concert. I'm telling my brother, I'll go to concert. I'll stand in front of it. But it's not you go to concert. You're still going to worship God. Are you going to worship God?
Yes.
Are you going to worship God?
Yes.
During this fast, worship him all. I hope I've said this enough. And the last thing I'll say today is reference God. Thank him. Thank God. There's worship, there's thanks. Because I'm saying worship him, I'm saying, is this guy not saying the same thing? No. There's worship, there's thanks. Most times when you are giving thanks to God, you can use the things in the scripture. Because you made the fishes. I thank you. Is that little? I'm always asking, people always saying God needs, there's this thing you used to see. Chisom. That is not food God wants, it's praise. It's actually a song, I can't remember the lyrics. But it's not food God wants, it's praise. And it's thanks, rather. So the slightest things. You have 500 in your account. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know people are looking for 500? Do you know if I give Faith 500 now? Like, see at it. I'm not giving that. You can see at it already. She's very shy at it. People are looking for 500. You have it in your account. You are frowning for what? For what? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Reference God. Doing this fast, reference him all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. When I saw my jam result that time, my friends were asking me, what's up? No, man, they know that I'm always doing Jesus. But they were asking me, how do you do it? Aisha, it's not that lesson you did. And I said, thank you. I said, it's just God. Someone was saying one day, you carry Jesus on your head. I said, hey, you know, you see it. He said, Jesus on my own is too much. Carry Jesus now. Now you kill Jesus. I said, yes, not me. It's always, so, like, what I'm just trying to say is, you have to be in a posture of thanksgiving all the time. It gives room for more. When your parents buy you a bicycle, I don't think anybody wants a bicycle now, but when they buy you a bicycle and they are grateful and you are like, Mommy, thank you. I really appreciate it. And next week, Mommy, thank you. I really appreciate it. Next 2 weeks, Mommy, thank you. I really appreciate it. Do you know she will get you something else? Because you go to enter your head and you will keep doing it. When she buy you another bicycle, Mommy, thank you. I really appreciate it. That's the same posture you carry to God. You carry to God. Most times when I don't even feel good. And then I'm just down and I'm just like, this life. Be careful what you say. So I should say this life is time, but it's not time in Jesus' name. But most times when I just feel like it's all over, you give thanks to God. Look at David. Don't you wish? I used to ask myself that, why is it that these people, God, why is it that they live the life that is worthy of being in the Bible? Why? Like, why? How come they became a character that God can put in his own word. Look at David now. Always saying thank you. And you cannot thank God enough. I promise you. You can never, till you die, you can never thank God enough. You have to keep saying, don't ever think, thank you, Jesus. This thank you, have you not too much like this? Thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you. Most, if you are here and you cannot even speak in tongues, and you see us praying before service, and they are saying, and they're just saying, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. You cannot pray and speak in tongues, Abby. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. It's counting. Everything is counting. All your thanks is counting. So the three things I say you should do during this fast is, for you to get strength, you understand the purpose, you get strength from the purpose. The second one is to worship the Lord. The third one is to what? Always reference the Lord. Always give thanks to the Lord. Always what? Give thanks to the Lord. Always what?
Give thanks to the Lord.
Always what?
Give thanks to the Lord.
Down to your conversations with your friends. Down to, even when you are mean you to go and buy some. I'm trying to emphasize the most slightest thing. Even when you finish having your bath and then you almost fell down. You know that type of scenario, you just want to be like, you still say thank you, Jesus now. You still say thank you, Jesus. So don't wait till something very big that, I was coming. You know that street that the road is not good. One bike now came and now down. The bike now fell down me, did not touch me. Was you wait for that kind of story? For what now? So this fast, don't fast it anyhow. Seek the Lord. Because at the end of the day, everybody will have their story to share about this fast. God is going to use us for during this fast. And you are a worthy candidate. Only if you make yourself a worthy candidate. You have to make God look at you and say, this guy is ready. You have to make God look at you and say, people are... Do you know teenagers are playing ball? As I'm speaking to you, Some people are going to their friend's house to gist. Some people are just doing one funny thing. But all your Saturdays are for God. All your Saturdays. Fine girl, for God. Those little things you do, you have to make God look at you and say, this is a worthy candidate. You want to carry presence of God. You want to stay. Me, the things I stay God sometimes, I'll be like, But you want to do those crazy things. This fast is the opportunity, oh. It's the platform, oh. No go lose guard. I'm serious. Don't sleep on the main gist. Don't let it be on day 49. You are now saying, We are done and we are giving thanks. We are done and God has used us and God is using us. When you see your mates going to nations, saving souls, when you see your friends stepping into a place and the presence of God is speaking for them, you think he's finding their job? You think he's, I gave my life to Christ, God use me. Now walk. It's labor. I watch all the, you see, sermons. God, listen to sermons. That's another point. Listen to sermons. But I watch men of God and their story is not common. Their story is not common. They worked so hard. Press on. Oh my goodness. Press on. Keep going. This is a charge, and I'm charging you today that you should keep going. God will use you. Don't ever think you are too ugly. Don't ever think you are too short. Who stand short? Who stand height? God will use you. God will take you to places and then you're looking at your life and like, is this me? Don't you want a life that all of us here, when we are like 30, we are looking at ourselves, we are saying, thank God for the Saturdays we did not miss church. Don't you want a life that when you are here, you are sitting down, you are saying, thank God I prayed when my friends were joking. I tell my friends most times when I'm trying to preach to them that, I tell them most times that, you are here joking, you are here doing steez and flex. When I cross that place, before you reach there, you go day. I'm not joking. That is labor. You work. You seek him. You say seek him like treasure. Proverbs, when you are looking for understanding, you seek it like treasure. Seek it like $100 million. You seek the Lord. The slightest thing. There is fasting. There is starving. you starve, you lose. You fast. You fast. Do you hear me? You don't have food to watch someone. It's fine. You have the Bible. You fast. Ah, I cannot pray in tongues. I cannot this. I cannot that. I cannot that. Go to your secret place. Supply day. Supply day. And when you read your Bible, you put your name there. There's a part, I don't want to talk about it now, but God told me a part in Proverbs. I say, cry out for insight and understanding. So God said, cry out for insight and understanding. And I put my name at the front of it and I said, Chisoma, I will cry out for insight and understanding. And the Lord will give it to me. Your name should be at the front of it. When you are reading the Bible, you don't understand it. Put your name there. Put your name there. Can we just stand up and respond to the Spirit? Say, Lord, I will seek you. Lord, I will labor. Till the very end, I will labor. This girl will labor. This boy will labor. I will labor till you look at me and say, this is a worthy candidate. I will labor. I will seek you. I will seek you. I will seek the Lord. I will seek the Lord. Put your name there. Chisom will seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Lord, I will seek you because I know you'll be there for me. I know you would open my eyes. I will seek the Lord. Keep praying in the Spirit. Redikela bandu shele garinka tetaye. O ritetia labani akatiye budubudusha. Venturi kerakanda sulia rakatana. Zikiria kutushi liada babani arakatana. Zivelia tushi likerikitunda balabara badaba. Seek the Lord. I will seek the Lord. I will seek the Lord. I will seek the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We are saying thank you. We are saying thank you, Jesus. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.